RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
Digby Furneaux is the founder of New Paradigm Media Group and host of Man on the Run podcast, discussing the globalist agenda, providing thought-provoking discussions on controversial topics. And he says, the destruction and invasion and destruction of Europe has been planned for decades by the WEF. He claims the recent uptick in mass immigration violence is all part of the plan to destabilize and take control of the populace. We want to find out from Digby what he thinks about that, how it's all come to this and where it's going. Digby, welcome to our radio show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
How did you get into this, Digby?
How did I get into this? I don't know, really. I guess COVID woke me up, like a lot of people, as to what was going on around the world. And, you know, it gave me a really fast reality check. I've never really been much of a conspiracy nut or anything like that. But when you see things like that unfolding in front of your very eyes, it's really hard to ignore. I ran a pub at the time in Midhurst in West Sussex in the UK. It almost destroyed me financially, and I saw everything that was going on around the world. At the beginning of the Ukraine war, I set up a charity and delivered aid directly to Ukraine. And now, even looking back at that and realizing that it's just a big money grab, that's not to say that the people that were dispersed from their homes didn't need the aid and the support, but you realize that, you know, the military industrial complex as it is really funds everything around the world. That was my first port of call to being woken up to the agenda around the world, I think.
Yeah. At the time that we're talking here, I think Blinken is in Kiev with the ambassador Zeluzhny, who used to be the head of the military from Ukraine. He's there. And I think the British foreign minister, new foreign minister name escapes me. And the announcement that's just been made, basically, they're looking to turn Ukraine into some kind of military industrial complex, promoting them as a vast manufacturer going forward, potentially supplier of weapons to the world. And I'm just wondering, I wonder what Vladimir Putin is sitting making of what they're hearing. It's anything to say about that?
I think it's David Lammy is the guy Lammy, that you're referring to, who is a 2-bit LBC radio host. In my opinion, has no place in politics. We are on the edge of war with Russia at the moment. They've just approved the use of long-range ballistic missiles to be used and supplied from the UK on Russian territory. We are at the verge of starting an unjust war with Russia, in my opinion. I don't agree with Vladimir Putin and his morals or his ethics on everything, but I do believe that there are three sides to every story. There's our side, there's their side, and there's the truth. And you have to look at these things from both sides. You have to also realize that BlackRock has got the rights to basically rebuild Ukraine after the war. And you just follow the circle round and round and round, and you realize that it's all about money. It's all about power. It's all about destabilizing the West so that they can rebuild it. This is the major problem with immigration in the UK at the moment. It's destabilizing my home nation. I left the UK a year ago. I've been traveling around the world since. I've been in Spain for 3 months, bit of Portugal, Morocco for 8 months, which gives me a unique perspective in that sense when it comes to Islam and Muslim people. It is destabilizing the UK. 25% of the population increase in the UK since the 1970s is through immigration. I've traveled through Europe and I've never seen a busier country than the UK. It is heaving. There isn't space for people. I've been called a conspiracy theorist. I've been called xenophobic.
Haven't we all?
Called a racist. You know, but let me tell you, I've been in Morocco for 8 months and I've met some amazing people. I've met some wonderful people. I've also been confronted by women begging me and my family to help them leave Morocco in fear for the fact that their own family will kill them. And that is not okay. You know, I believe in supporting other people's religions and their belief systems. But at some point, you have to realize that two vastly different belief systems cannot integrate with each other because by definition, they oppose the other. And we have this two-tier system back home in the UK now where Muslim people, people who follow Sharia law are not getting prosecuted. They're getting let off. While 65-year-old Deirdre from down the road who posted something stupid on Facebook after one too many glasses of Pinot Noir is going to jail for 2.5 years. But the people that attacked the police officers at Manchester Airport were being paraded round as the victims. Nobody got arrested after the riots in Leeds. We had the stabbings of those poor, poor girls as well. And then finally, the British people reached breaking point and went, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to stand for this. And, you know, the vast majority of those protests were peaceful. But they had people in place to make this a bigger deal than it was, and the media coverage was completely biased.
It's orchestrated.
Absolutely,
it's orchestrated. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. You've got Tommy Robinson now, who's running around Europe, but now he's got to go back to the UK for next month because he's got a court hearing date, and he's going to court because he broke the terms of his bail and released a documentary that he wasn't supposed to release. Sorry, that's my dog barking in the background.
In a free country. In a free country. Yeah, yeah.
In a free country with free speech. But we don't have free speech in the UK now. We don't have free speech in Europe anymore. They're trying to shut down Elon Musk. They're trying to reduce what he can say on Twitter. Or in worst case scenario, completely shut down Twitter.
Okay, it's orchestrated. At the start, I mentioned, you know, planned for decades by the WEF. And we're sort of well along the timeline now. So, obviously, people are starting to push back. That must have been anticipated. So, how hard can you drive people before something snaps? Or is that the aim?
I think, have something give? My waking up point, as I said earlier, was COVID and its problem, reaction, solution. You give people a problem and the solution that you provide them is something that they end up begging for that they never would have done before. That's what happened with COVID. It was a testing ground to see if we were going to be good little sheep. And I think on social media, you can put yourself in a bubble and you end up being surrounded by people who think the same as you. Traveling and meeting different people along the way, you realize that that just isn't the case. It's very easy to be wrapped around by a security blanket by like-minded people on social media, but there are still a lot of people out there that would take the next jab that they were told to take, that would follow the guidelines. There are countless people going on anti-protests against the so-called far-right thugs, calling them Nazis and fascists and making them turn on their own people. I mean, it's absolutely crazy, the fact that we were able to snap that quickly and that everybody that hadn't woken up yet was violently opposing the ability for other people to have their own opinions. It's shocking. And I would like to think that there are enough people out there that are awake that can see the agenda, but I only have to look in my own friendship circle back home in the UK to realize that that just isn't the case.
That is scary.
It is.
Isn't it? It's really scary. Shades of 30s Germany. Sort of rolling through, right? Because that's what happened there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty well.
I mean, slightly before my time.
But the psychology of it and what it resulted in, look at how bad it got.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and praise Hitler, Jesus Christ, absolutely not. But You listen to Hitler's speeches now, which are available online, that have been translated with AI.
I've watched a few. They're fascinating. Yeah.
And you can understand how the people at the time fell for what Hitler was trying to sell.
Good point.
Because, you know, it's again the same problem, reaction, solution. Germany was on its knees. You know, a loaf of bread was 10 million Deutschmark or whatever it was. He kicked out the World Banks from Europe, restabilized the German economy. They loved him. He said jump and they said how high. And there's an air of that at the moment, and it's got to break so that somebody can come in and fix it. And that person that tries to fix it will make things happen that you wouldn't have agreed with before. And you only have to look at that now with the Labour government that's in place. You know, they released prisoners early just this week on the same day that they passed the legislation in Parliament to cut the winter fuel allowance for pensioners. By Keir Starmer's own definition, they expect that 4,000 pensioners will die in the UK this year because they have to choose whether they eat or heat.
Yeah. Wow.
And then they let out the prisoners who have been in jail for robbery, murder, rape, all these things. They let them out early so they could put in jail the people that said things that they didn't agree with on Facebook.
Oh, man. And also delivered a check to the Ukrainians for another £600
million. £600 million, yeah.
You know, and the pensioners are freezing. So what is the... Okay, the WEF hopes to do what? Hopes to change the world how, in your understanding?
It's the one world government, isn't it? And their aim is to destabilize the world. Their aim is to depopulate the world and leave it nice and shiny and new for them when they want to take over. I mean, you only have to look at the birth rate drop since the COVID vaccinations to realize that they're already managing to do that. Have a look what's in your food, the chemicals that are in your food, and how your food has been altered over the years to the point where food that you buy at your local supermarket is so genetically modified that it actually affects your own DNA. They spliced salmon DNA with tomatoes to see if they could get them to grow in colder weathers. And your body doesn't even recognize that the DNA of that food as it goes into your body. It actually rejects it, can't process it, and it actually infects and damages your own DNA. And now they want us to eat bugs. They want us to stop farming. They want us to get rid of cattle that actually are single-handedly responsible for keeping the great green lush countryside that the UK is so famous for.
The interesting thing is what you're just saying there is happening here too. So, and this is the thing that fascinates me and our audience. Okay, what's happening? We don't have necessarily the immigration pressure right now, but we're having the war on farms. Where climate is being used for everything to beat us around the head with. And we're having, at the moment, a big push to deregulate GM, GMO, not to label all those things. So it's like the tentacles are everywhere, and it doesn't matter who the politicians are, wherever they are, they're kind of jumping or dancing to the tune. And I just wonder, what do you think the WEF or whoever has over these people, or are they part of a group think the people that you were talking about outside the bubble, we don't kind of realize how they're thinking. Are they those sort of people?
What influence do they have on them? I don't know. I mean, I think maybe the types of people that are involved in the WEF are just bred this way. They come from the same universities. They come from the same colleges. It doesn't matter if they're left wing or right wing. They're all part of the same bird. And I don't know. I mean, you only have to look at the British royal family. They've always been involved in the WEF since the beginning. Main key players all around the world, Bill Gates, everybody, they all stand to benefit financially. And of course, they're all building their bunkers in the US because they fear what's coming and what they've created. I can't sit here and tell you I know exactly what their agenda is or the reason behind it.
I know you can't.
I can speculate, but I know that it's happening. I know that I've watched the conferences in Davos. I've heard what they're saying. I've heard Bill Gates saying the best way to control population around the world is through vaccination. And he's spreading vaccines left, right, and center. And the ones that he can't get through in the US are sold to Africa that are responsible for sterilizing hundreds of thousands of young women over Africa. This is happening. You don't have to be a conspiracy nut to see the evidence because they talk about it in plain sight.
That's the other incredible thing is being so upfront and in your face without any shame or any doubt, actually, as if they are sure that they're going to win, to put it crudely.
Because they have the power, the influence and the money behind them. You know, it was Keir Starmer was interviewed not so long ago and somebody gave him the simple question and it was choose one, Westminster or Davos? And he said Davos.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah. And our prime minister was a WEF young leader. So was Justin Trudeau. And Klaus Schwab famously said that we have penetrated the Canadian cabinet and I don't know who the finance minister is there, a woman. She's one of them. I mean, it's just everywhere.
Klaus Schwab, whose father or grandfather, forgive me, I can't remember which one, but was one of Hitler's right-hand men.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, did they? Here's a question. Did the Nazis ever go away?
No, they went over to the States and founded NASA.
Yeah. Wernher von Braun and all those guys.
Yeah,
Operation Paperclip. But it seems like they haven't gone away. And it's interesting because with COVID, if you look at the company that developed the vaccines, it's a German company, BioNTech. So all roads kind of, I mean, I could be wrong, but they seem to lead back to that part of the world. Did it ever end?
Well, yeah, quite. And does the original influence and ideology of any of these people ever really go away? I don't know. I know that I do know that, you know, a lot of Nazis went over to form what is now NASA, and that there is a lot of theories that the influence is still running quite deep in NASA. But who knows? I do know that Switzerland has never been invaded. And I know what, yes. You know... We only need to look at the banking families that that are based there to realize that if you follow the money, everything becomes clear.
And then I'm thinking, these must be godless people because, okay, money, can't take it with you. So it's all for now. It's a short-term view of existence these people must have because it's all about the now.
I think... And this may sound crazy, but I believe that there is inherently a satanic undertone to a lot of this. And you don't need to believe in God or Satan to understand that. You just need to believe that certain people believe that. You only need to look at what's going on in the US with the Hollywood stars, and we're all waiting for Epstein's flight logs, yet nobody's got them, and yet we all know who is on those flight logs. And what was the purpose of that? He was a Mossad agent trying to infiltrate the US and get people in his back pocket so he can manipulate them. Look at the way that every single famous person in the US is struggling and fighting to endorse Kamala Harris, because if Trump comes in, and I'm not saying this is a Trump fan, I'm not a Trump fan, I'm an RFK fan, and I'm glad that he's going to have some influence if Trump gets in. But if Trump gets in, they're all... for the chopping block here, because he's got nothing to lose this time. He's not going to get another term. And I think he will go after people's heads. And there is an undertone in the US and around the world. Sorry, a massive ant just climbed on my foot. I'm outside in an outside kitchen in Portugal. So
okay, well,
everywhere.
If I see a massive ant crawling across, I'll let you know.
No, you're just about to see a massive hornet go over my camera. But... Okay. There is this undertone with celebrities in the US, celebrities around the world, and I believe that there's some horrific things that key people around the world are involved in, and they are scrambling to try and protect themselves at the moment.
So the stakes are incredibly high in that case. So, you know, Trump better watch himself.
Well, they've already tried to kill him once. Yeah. Somebody already tried to kill him once.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
telling me that this 20-year-old nobody did this all by himself when the attempted assassination happened. They will try again. They need to destabilize America, and they'll do it at all costs, because if America turns on itself, which they are on the verge of doing, I mean, let's face it, if the assassination attempt on Trump was successful, there was a very high possibility that with the strong political lines in the US, that it would have resulted in a civil war. And what happens yeah. when America's eye is off the ball? Every single opposing nation around the world would have taken advantage of it. We would be in a very different place right now. I mean, if you believe in nexus points, one single turn of the head literally changed the course of human history, potentially.
That was incredible, wasn't it? That was like next level. And it's hard to find a description. Couldn't ever write the script. There's all those things you could say, but that was just wow.
Yeah, it was an ultimate defining moment.
Yeah, good way of putting it. Yeah.
You know? And then there's not many points like that in history that you can talk about. I mean, you can talk about 9/11, but many things came into play to make 9/11 happen. We're talking about the turn of a head, and history has changed.
Interesting you mentioned 9/11, because we've only just passed that date again in the year. And I've talked to people before in this program who have sort of postulated that a lot of what we are experiencing now, the foundations of a lot of it, you know, the Patriot Act, all those surveillance. I mean, I was in the States years ago and I somehow got on a no-fly list. I don't know why. And that was a huge hassle because I was working there at the time. Every flight, even going up there from this part of the world. So I experienced and had traveled to the US before that, no problem ever. No one could tell me why I was on it. I was an innocuous person. I don't know. But all those things changed. Were they foundations, stepping stones? Can we see a line in the sand there, or one of them anyway, to now where we are?
Yeah, absolutely. I would completely agree with that. I mean, when 9/11 happened, I was in my early 20s, late teens. But you know, it's not my strongest of subjects, but I've done my own amount of research, and it doesn't add up. It was definitely an inside job, in my opinion. And it's all about if you realize that everything is a long game, and that you have to think of us all as sheep, and there's a shepherd, and he has to herd his flock. That's what's being happened. We're being steered in the right direction to make it possible for us to react in a certain way. You know, wars were created over 9/11, and the people who started those wars unjustly are still walking around being paid £1 million to go speak at an after dinner speech. It's criminal. And it's not got any better. It's got worse. I mean, we have destabilized so many countries, and now we're taking in refugees and we're complaining about the refugees we're taking when we've destroyed their countries. You force the immigration in. Oh, well, we have to take them in because the war's in their country. It's like, well, who started the war?
And that's not reported properly, is it? And I wanted to get on to media, because that's the other kind of piece of the puzzle, of the persuasion puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the people that we're talking, again, outside the bubble that we can get into, if we're not careful, it still blows me away down here how many people watch the 6 o'clock state TV news bulletin.
Yeah.
You know, they're still in there. And from the comments, I can see that they kind of believe it.
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, it's like the Daily Mail readers are famous for this back in the UK. But all these media companies are all owned by the same people. We go back to BlackRock again. They all have major stakes in all these media companies. They are told what to say. And they're shameless about it. You know, I mean, there was that famous clip in the US, wasn't there, where they had all of the local news reporters all reading exactly the same script.
Oh, yes. The same, they call them keywords or...
But it was exactly the same speech, and they were supposed to be independent media groups. But the media has an awful lot to answer for. I mean, they are basically state government-owned entities around the world now. And they just push the same narrative. I mean, it's laughable. You can pick up the Daily News and you can see the spin on everything. You know, everybody was going after Elon Musk's blood straight away. And it's like, he's just one person. He should be allowed to tweet. You know, all he said was civil war is inevitable in the UK. He wasn't inciting civil war. He was giving his opinion. And he's probably not wrong. But I don't think it's just going to happen in the UK. I mean, this loss of free speech that has happened in the UK is also happening in Germany. It's also happening all around Europe. And it's going to happen in the US. And when they try and take free speech away from US citizens, there's going to be a problem.
The guns come out, right?
Yeah. And do you know what? I was never a fan of guns in the US. And I used to be a big fan of gun control. And I do believe that there should be some controls in place for gun ownership. Absolutely. But things that aren't happening in the UK that are, sorry, in the US that are happening all around the world elsewhere is only not happening in the US for the simple fact that most Americans have a gun and they would not be afraid to rise up against their government and defend themselves.
Well, when someone like Naomi Wolf told me that she had guns,
yeah,
I thought, wow, okay. Of course, a lot of the lawful firearms owners here had their guns taken from them. Literally, following the mosque massacre that we had some years ago. And many people have wondered if that was an exercise in disarming people in anticipation of something.
Yeah, quite possibly. But all I can say is from my feeling, from the people that I talk to the independent news that I read, and in my gut, there is something stirring around the world.
Yeah.
It's 2024. The WEF's agenda is 2030. It's 6 years away. 15-minute cities are coming. Everything is coming. You will own nothing and you will be happy. They've just put in new rights for tenants in the UK. And everybody's like, oh, that's great. It's more difficult to get you out. It's like, no, because they don't want you to buy a house. They want you to rent a house. They want you to not be able to afford to buy a house. They want you sharing cars with your next door neighbor. They want you to buy an electric car. Oxford this year is basically being turned into a 15-minute city. It's happening everywhere. And now there's this massive push for renewable energy in the UK with solar and wind farms. Wind farms are the most ineffective source of electricity there is. The blades need to be replaced so often. They cost tens of thousands of pounds. It's ridiculous, this whole push of, you know, CO2 is bad, it's destroying the world. Our output of CO2 accounts for less than 2% of the CO2 that goes up into the atmosphere. Then they try and tell us it's the cows.
Yeah. And ignore massive volcanic eruptions that do 5 years' worth in about a week.
Exactly. Yeah. The climate change narrative is another big one. Tell them it's fixable. Tell them we can fix it and then tax them on it and then control them. Tell them they can't fly, but I'll go there in a private jet. If climate change was real, you would not be able to get a mortgage on a beachfront property anywhere around the world, and you certainly wouldn't be able to get a mortgage next to the Thames, because apparently, according to the original estimates for climate change, all those places would already be underwater, and they keep pushing it back.
I like those satellite pictures which morph in, one every year over about 30 years. There's one from Australia where it's showing a rock in Sydney Harbour, and there's absolutely zero increase in sea level rise. Just nothing. But you see, you're not allowed to believe your eyes. It's the other thing that's kind of weird about this. No, you didn't see that. Well, I did. No, you didn't. You didn't see that. There's a lot of that now.
Well, I remember when climate change was the main focus on climate change was telling you that the world was going to heat up, and because it's going to heat up, the polar ice caps are going to melt, and then everything will flood. And they don't say that anymore because everybody realized if you take a glass, fill it with ice, and then you fill that glass with ice with water, and the ice sits on top of the glass, and you let it defrost, You can put a paper towel underneath it. You wait for it to defrost, and not a single drop of water will spill over the glass. It will just fill the glass, because do you know what? Frozen water takes up more space than liquid water.
Yeah, right.
So if anything,
it's just
this is just basic science. And now it's the fact that we're going to desalinize the oceans, and that's going to cause the problem. That's not the problem. The Earth is going through a natural cycle. It does it every 6,000 to 8,000 years, and then there's a big one every 16,000 years, which is why we have very little records of what happened on Earth before that period of time. You know, can we stop it? I don't know. But how much is it going to affect us? I don't know. But you only need to look online and find independent sources to realize that, you know, this is a distinct possibility. It happened not that long ago. We had the Carrington event in the late 1800s. And luckily, all we had then was telegraph poles. But if we had more of a infrastructure, you know, an event like the Carrington event now would wipe out every single computer chip, electrical device.
And that was a mass ejection from the sun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a CMA,
Yeah.
And we're seeing massive CMAs now. I mean, we've seen northern lights over the last 6 months in places that we've never seen them before. And that's because there's a weakness in the electromagnetic field of that part of the Earth. And when you get a big CMA from the sun, you see the northern lights. And that's where you see them as far south as we did this year.
Coming up against time, Digby, and I just want to kind of get your thoughts on this, because you mentioned it before, heading towards a civil war. This is everybody's nightmare, that this sort of conflict could happen in multiple places because there's kind of a pattern to this. How likely do you think that is? How likely?
What, in the UK or anywhere around the world?
Let's start with the UK, but the places that we've been kind of talking about, that we've mentioned the US. Down here, we have our own problems, which are being ginned up between races in our way. Australians are starting to go at each other now over a whole range of issues. How optimistic, pessimistic are you of a bad outcome, a really bad outcome? Or do we kind of see sense and the woken up grab the lever and pull us out of the dive? What do you think will happen?
Well, I think there's a few camps on this. There are people that believe that follow my line of thinking, but then will go off and go, well, maybe we need this to happen. That's not the side of the fence I sit on. I hope that we can avoid any kind of violence. I'm not for violence in any shape or form. I do believe in my fellow UK citizens that common sense can prevail. But in the last couple of months since the Labour government have come in, I've also seen how they can very easily be manipulated and turn on each other. The UK is a difficult one. It's vastly overpopulated. And now you've got the working class who are supposed to be championed by Labour. They have a Labour government that has completely sold them out. And now they feel like they don't have a voice. Politics around the world has gone absolutely insane, in my opinion. In the US, if anybody had any sense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would be leading the polls in the US, and he would be standing as a Democrat. But the left is so far left now that they're almost right.
right.
Exactly. It's in the US, I think the US is ready for a civil war as soon as something doesn't go somebody's way. And I worry that no matter who wins the next election, the other side is going to say it's a fix. And they're chomping at the bit to fight at each other.
Oh, wow.
That's my opinion.
What's the usual disclaimer on that? The commentator's opinion doesn't necessarily reflect
you. All the above.
All the above, yeah. Big long list of outs. Digby Furneaux, it's been really interesting talking with you. Thanks for giving us a bit of time. Hope the ants don't get you, the hornets don't sting you. we'll put up links to your content with the replay part of this. It's going out live, but the replay part of this.
Thank you.
And maybe we can chat again sometime, Digby. Thanks so much.
No problem at all. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.